Good afternoon, everyone. This is James Jawson. I'm going to host the call today. Mike's got a CMS commitment. He'll probably join us, depending on our time schedule. He might be able to join us later. CMS regional office is doing an update on the latest CMS guidance relating to their inspections that they want us to complete by July 31st. Which we are in great shape. I can tell you that much right now. I think we have one facility left to do, so we're in good shape. Reminder that all calls are muted and our session is being recorded. Recordings of all of our calls are posted on the long-term care COVID page, so you can review there any prior agenda, the email notifications that go out regarding these agendas, and those email notifications that have additional information. It's all available on our website, and there's also information there for families. We've put a section out there for visitors and families and their kinds of questions, so that's another resource for you. If you have questions for long-term care regarding infection control practices or otherwise or the grant or anything else, call our number at 405-271-6868 or email ltc@health.okay.gov. The long-term care webpage is https, that's https colon forward slash ltc.health.okay.gov. I think if you just type in ltc.health.okay.gov in your web browser, it will find that page. That's one of those smart links. So with that, we're going to jump into the updates, and I'm going to open with the kind of some general updates. I am told that we will have a release of a color code system for the counties in Oklahoma tomorrow, and that's going to be generic for the state, and then we will follow that with guidance about how to interpret those color codes in our long-term care communities. So that's as much as of the information that I've been provided at this point. We're working with lots of moving parts and people to get that information, but that's what I'm told. You will, as before, still be able to go to the district map on the agency's COVID page. The directions are the last paragraph on the last page of the phase reopening plan, where it explains and provides a link. We've also sent that out through our Gov delivery. We sent out just separate instruction set explaining, providing that link and explaining that, and I'm going to go over this again because we still get questions on this. On the district map, when you're looking at the health department's COVID page with its data, the district map information has all the districts listed, and what providers have to do is go to their district, unless you're Tulsa or Oklahoma, in which case you are the district. But you'll go to that district map, and from there, I would note that the section of the health department's, and as I'm speaking here, I'm trying to pull this up to make sure I've got an appropriate correct reference. But for providers looking at that data, it's on the main page of the department's corona page, which is coronavirus.health.ok.gov. There at the bottom of the page is the OSDH district breakout. And when you click on that district breakout and you scroll down to your district, you will see a map of the counties in your district with colors on it. Now, that's not the color code system we were just talking about. But when you go to your district and you see that regional district with your county, move the pointer and click on your county, and a little text box will open up, and it will say patient county CD, Grant, and I picked Grant County, total cases, and the number is 2. You click on that number 2, that's the piece that many people are missing. Click on the number that pops up in that text box, and you will see a trend line of cases for that county. So Grant County has been very fortunate. They've had 2 cases in the whole time, so they have a very short trend line. So I just want to go over that again for everyone on that process for case information. Otherwise, I want to kind of brief everyone on the status of the grant applications. We've got, I believe, last count, and they're coming in now pretty regularly, is 37. So we are working through those, and so I'm going to talk about some of the FAQs that we've had, questions that have emerged, and kind of go through this. And so information obviously about the CARES grant is available on the department's coronavirus page. And if you go to that page, you look under the news. I'm sorry, trying to pull it back up now and make sure as I talk them. Under the department's resources and recommendations, there's a menu bar at the top. Resources and recommendations, 3 down, is the LTC CARES grant. So that information is available there. And if it's not there yet, and it's not, there will be an FAQ posted on that page too. We did send that out to our associations. I'm not sure if we pushed that out separately, but we will push that out as well. On the LTC CARES grant page is also the PPE usage grid that we issued last week, which we sent out separately, so you'll find that there as well. So that's where you find information about the CARES grant, and the application, a sample application, is on that page as well. Facilities must complete a form to a web form to apply, and you can be the same person, the same contact person for multiple applications, but you need a separate application for each facility. We've seen this has already happened where we had someone apply for multiple facilities. Each facility gets its own, each licensed facility gets its own grant. So if you are a company that operates, let's say, 4 or 5 daycare centers, each daycare center will have its own application. And if you've already applied, you're going to get a note back that says you're going to need to reapply separately for each facility. Each facility will get its own award for infection preventionist and the staff at the facility. The question relating to recapturing expenses incurred since March, we don't have further guidance on that right now. That's still pending out there. We do reiterate on our FAQ that we anticipate that the expenses that will be incurred between June 1st and December 1st, which is the period authorized for the expenditure of these funds. In that time period, you will expend these funds for those costs that we've identified, that are allowable costs. So while it may not be decided that prior expenses or lost revenue are allowed, we believe that the money is going to be exhausted just on your future expenses over the next few months. So moving on to other questions. So question has come up about when to submit the monitoring plans. So we issued the guidance for phase reopening on June 12th, and that was effective on June 15th. With the governor's amended executive order. And in the plan, it stated providers had 4 weeks to submit their plans. And that's, to reiterate, that's what's to be submitted is the documentation on the infection preventionist that they've completed, the required training, they have the appropriate credentials, and the infection prevention risk assessment